And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Big money's already flowing into Tennessee, hoping to influence who wins the state's junior U.S. Senate seat being vacated this fall by Bob Corker. You've probably already seen the TV ads being aired by political action committees for Republican Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Phil Bredesen. Longtime Mid-State political analyst Kent Seiler says the ads are a blueprint for the campaign strategies the two candidates plan to employ this fall.
The Bredesen ad is all about Tennessee, Tennessee, Tennessee. The Blackburn ad is all about Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
Professor Seiler says Bredesen will try to keep voters focused on his record as governor, while Blackburn will try to paint her opponent as a threat to GOP control of the Senate and President Trump's agenda. Tennessee remains a strongly Republican state, but Seiler says polls of likely voters suggest Bredesen does have a chance to win the Senate's seat for Democrats. He says that possibility means millions in ad dollars from outside the state will be spent here over the coming weeks.
Democrats need to flip some Republican seats, and Tennessee is one of those that they hope to flip.
So far, the Blackburn and Bredesen ads have been upbeat and positive, but Professor Seiler says you can already see the candidates laying the groundwork for the negative attack ads to come. He says Bredesen's gearing up to paint Blackburn as a Washington insider who's contributed to the political gridlock. Blackburn is preparing to label Bredesen as just another tax and spend Democrat. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.